We'd like to think all those last news items are success stories. Now we have a real mixed bag for you, a roundup of some of the other stories in the EDP this past week. Sadly, there are a couple of enterprises which are in trouble. News comes of the liquidation of Open, the youth trust centre run from the old Barclays Bank building in Norwich. And Future Radio also has problems. More uplifting, however, are features on Church Worship Online, and deer are seen crossing the busy A11. Not so busy now, of course, although some motorists do seem to regard it as an opportunity for real speed. Those and a few other items make up our last set of news. The chief executive of a city youth charity which has been forced into liquidation has told of her heartache at the closure, which will see around 80 people lose their jobs. Open Youth Trust, which also runs the Norwich venue of the same name, announced yesterday that financial troubles exacerbated by the COVID-19 outbreak has forced it into closure. The decision puts an end to both the charity, which provides enrichment activities and mental health support to thousands of young people, and the popular music and conference venue. It will also see the loss of around 80 jobs, 68 permanent staff, and around a dozen casual roles who help to operate the venue. Laura Rycroft, the chief executive of Open Norwich, has described her heartache and how the outbreak had scuppered any hopes of the charity becoming self-sufficient and financially viable. It had previously been operating thanks to lottery funding and the support of the Lind Trust, supplemented by proceeds from the commercial venue. However, with lottery funding coming to an end and the relationship with the Lind Trust coming to an end in March, the charity was working towards being self-funding. With the COVID-19 outbreak putting a stop to concerts, conferences and gatherings, it put an end to the main source of revenue for Open, which funded the activities it offers to young people in the community. The boss of a community radio station has admitted it's facing a challenging time following the collapse of the charity which houses its studio. Future Radio moved into Open on Bank Plain from its previous home on Motham Road in 2018. Open announced this week that it is heading into administration. And while the station is still able to broadcast from its former studio for the time being, with the building in West Earlham almost entirely occupied by Future Education, it is not viable as a permanent home for Future Radio. It has left the station, which gives hundreds of volunteers the opportunity to hone skills in the media and have a voice, with the prospect of having to find a new home. The news comes at a difficult time for the station, as it is with the COVID-19 pandemic also having left a considerable mark on its revenue. Chief Executive Daniel Childerhouse said, "The radio station has always been the most difficult part of the charity to run funding-wise, as it relies on commercial incomings, which since the outbreak have basically gone to nothing. With businesses not operating and events not happening, nobody is spending money on advertising. We'll continue the best we can, but these are certainly challenging times for Future Radio, particularly if we have to find a new home." Churches around the region found innovative ways to worship during the lockdown over Easter. Tens of thousands of Catholics watched live-streamed masses in up to 17 churches across the Diocese of East Anglia. Some online congregations for individual masses were up two or three times larger than congregations would normally have been, while most broadcast at least matched usual numbers. Bishop Alan Hopes said, "It has been an extraordinary time, and to know that so many people have been watching and have received reassurance and hope in this difficult time is a source of great blessing for those of us who've celebrated the Easter mysteries in such straitened circumstances." At the Cathedral of St John the Baptist in Norwich, over 15,000 views were recorded over the five main masses and vigils from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday, representing a 300% increase. The Catholic National Shrine at Walsingham has been live streaming for several years, and during Holy Week, its three different constant live streams received 225,000 visitors from the 124 countries around the world. St Mary's in Great Yarmouth recorded 1,400 views, around the same as the expected physical congregation. And St George's in Norwich has been receiving up to 100 listeners to its daily evening prayer podcast. St Luke's in Aylsham Road, Norwich, posted out Easter worship packs for those who could not access digital services. They also provided daily prayer live streams and Easter services online. When travelling around our county, it's fairly common to see all sorts of wildlife. Watching a deer or two lope around, for example, is a tremendous sight. But a herd of more than 30 of them using one of Norfolk's busiest roads is something else entirely. But that's what one man witnessed as a large congregation of the majestic creatures crossed the A11, which was far more empty than usual due to government restrictions. Steve Maddams, a first responder for the Norfolk Accident Rescue Service, was on shift on Monday evening when he witnessed the amazing sight near the exit for Ketteringham. He said, "While on shift as a first responder, I was coming along the A11 and saw a herd of up to 50 stags by the road. Next minute they're on the A11 and ran towards Heatherset across the fields. It was amazing to see." A driver caught doing nearly 130 miles per hour on the A47 is among a string of stops made by Norfolk Police. Officers have issued several warnings on Twitter as they cautioned a series of drivers reaching dangerous speeds. A police driver had to get up to 132 miles an hour to catch one driver on the A47 near Acol, prompting Norfolk and Suffolk's roads and armed policing team to warn on Twitter, "Just because the roads are less busy doesn't mean the speed limits have changed." On the NDR, another driver reached speeds of 127 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone and was stopped by police. Norfolk and Suffolk's roads and armed policing team said on Twitter, "Driver reported at 127 miles an hour in a 70 limit." Their reply after caution was, "Will I lose my licence?" A much-loved Norwich ice cream firm is launching a comeback with a new home delivery service after closing because of coronavirus. Ronaldo's, which has been going for more than 35 years, took the heartbreaking decision to shut up shop last month because of the lockdown. It closed its factory in Lothian Street and voiced uncertainty over ever being able to reopen. But after overwhelming messages of support from local customers, the firm has just announced it is partially back with a new home delivery service. It's launched a new online shop allowing customers to pay for a contactless delivery to homes in a certain radius of the city. The Ronaldo Barrow in London Street was a beloved part of city life before coronavirus. But now people stuck at home can enjoy a home delivery of tubs of 2 litres of ice cream in strawberry, chocolate, vanilla seed and salted caramel, as well as raspberry or lemon sorbet. Or you can buy 20 individual 125ml tubs of the same flavours, as well as mint choc chip and rum and raisin. Both cost £24. The firm will be doing the majority of home deliveries on Fridays, so we're asking people to get orders in on Thursdays by midday. One of the most eagerly awaited events in Norfolk's social calendar has been cancelled, and questions raised over its future. The organisers of Hocombe Country Fair, which sees around 40,000 visitors, have released a statement confirming 2019's fair was the last under the current arrangement. Celia Deely, Hocombe Enterprises manager, said, "As an estate, we've greatly enjoyed hosting the Hocombe Country Fair over the last 42 years, and during that time, thousands of visitors have relished the entertaining day out it provided. However, recent years have shown that we can no longer continue with the Country Fair in its current format, and so, after much contemplation, we've agreed not to renew our working arrangement with the organiser for 2021. The two-day fair is well known in the Norfolk events calendar for its high-octane entertainment in the Grand Ring, hundreds of trade stands, a food village and a cookery demonstration theatre showcasing local Norfolk talents. Cardboard tubes found inside toilet paper rolls are being turned into miniature masterpieces around the world, thanks to a Norfolk gallery. Sarah Whitley of Pinkfoot Gallery at Clynex the Sea said she'd been amazed with the response to the Pinkfoot Loo Roll Challenge. Ms. Whitley, who runs the gallery along with fellow artist Rachel Lockwood, said she had the idea when panic buying of loo rolls was in the news. She said, "It started when I used a biro to draw a version of The Scream by Edvard Munch, as it summed up how I felt at the time. I invited others to have a go, and the rest is history." Scores of jazzed-up loo roll tubes have now been shared on the gallery's social media accounts, made by people as far away as the USA and Canada. Different approaches have been taken, with some using the tubes as canvases for oil paintings, while others have cut them out to craft three-dimensional objects, such as a wren and a dinosaur. Ms. Whitley said, "I wanted the challenge to be accessible as possible, hence the loo roll and biro, but some of the entries have been mind-blowing. We've had everyone from professional artists doing the challenge right down to a 12-year-old girl doing amazing landscape paintings. It proves that anyone can do it. We're all creative, and I think there's a painting inside everyone." Other contributions include a happy-looking seal by Norfolk artist Abigail Mill and a Salvador Dali-inspired triptych by Ohio student Edith Mellon. Ms. Whitley said creativity was a useful tonic in these troubling times. The UK's population of cranes has reached its highest level for more than 400 years, according to conservationists. Common cranes went extinct in the UK centuries ago, but have made a return in recent years, with a few birds recolonising naturally, and conservation work and a reintroduction programme helping boost numbers. The latest common crane survey has revealed a record 56 breeding pairs in 2019, with 47 attempting to breed and successfully rearing 26 chicks, bringing the total population to an estimate of more than 200. The elegant birds, which stand up to 130 centimetres, that's more than 4 feet tall, used to be quite common in the UK and were even served up at medieval banquets. But hunting and loss of their wetland habitat drove them to extinction in the 1600s. A small number of wild cranes returned to Norfolk in 1979, and work by conservation groups to improve wetland habitat for them has seen them spread to other areas of the country. And now it's back to Chris with a brief feature.